Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. We're in the holy month of Ramadan, at the end of which many Muslims give zakat.
Zakat is one of the obligatory acts in Islam, and it's basically an annual tax on wealth. Everyone doesn't have to pay zakat. So zakat is something that if you have enough wealth that you get taxed on, you pay it 2.5%, and it's due sort of every lunar year. And there are 8 categories of sort of zakat eligible categories, and they include the poor and the needy, people who are burdened by debt, and those who are held in bondage or captives.
Suad Abdul Khabir is the lead organizer of a new Chicago-based campaign called Believers Bailout. It asks Muslims to pay their zakat to post bond for jailed Muslims awaiting trial in Chicago. Bailout campaigns to help those who can't post cash bail are nothing new, but one which asks Muslims to use their zakat money this way?
It's definitely a first in the context of the United States. Freeing someone from bondage is a category of zakat. So this is something that Muslims have been doing for, you know, at least 1400 and some odd years. But definitely in the context of the United States, I think this is a relatively new idea.
I asked Suad what's behind this project, asking people to give their charity money to bail out other Muslims who've been arrested.
Abolishing money bail really is the main goal. One of the things about money bail we know is that it penalizes you if you're poor, right? So the idea is that you have been charged with a crime and a judge sets a bail amount, right? And there's usually a bond attached to that, a percentage of that that you have to pay in order to be released before trial, right? Otherwise, you stay in pretrial detention or pretrial incarceration. We also know that, for example, in Cook County, 70% of pretrial detainees are detained for nonviolent offenses, right? And so it's not like, so they have people think, oh, well, you pay bail because we want to keep people who are dangerous off the streets. But in a place like Cook County, 70% of those people are not dangerous in that kind of way. And so the only reason why they're being held is because they don't have enough money to pay. And we know that people who are held in pretrial detention, sort of, they call it sort of like a gateway to incarceration, long-term incarceration, because if you're held and you can't pay, you're more likely to accept a plea bargain because it's harder to defend yourself when you're in jail. You're more likely to have longer sentences if you are sentenced. And we know that, for example, Black people are more 2 times as likely to be arrested. We know that the sentences are longer and they also get higher bond amounts. So I think the statistic is Black men get a 35% higher bond amount than white men, Latino men 19% higher. And so there are all these sort of racial disparities, economic disparities embedded in how bail operates. These bailout movements are trying to address that issue in 2 ways, I think. I think one, and this is what we're doing at Believers Bailout, is one is that we know that money bail is unjust, and we know that it is harming people, and people that we love and we care about. So we are going to free them, right? We're going to raise money to sort of pay their bonds. And the second thing we're trying to do is raise the consciousness, right? The Believers Bailout is specifically focusing on the Muslim community to raise the Muslim community in the United States consciousness around sort of mass incarceration, the injustices, the need to abolish money bail. The end game is really to end mass incarceration in the United States.
And so when you say to raise awareness in the Muslim community, is it raising awareness about cash bail, or is it that the people who will benefit from these economic incentives are also happen to be people who are Muslim?
Both, I would say. Part of the point with the bailout is to sort of restore the presumption of innocence, because this is one of those principles of the criminal justice system, supposedly, right? That you are innocent until proven guilty. But if you're in jail just because you can't afford to pay, that really contradicts that principle sort of fundamentally. And so we want people to sort of recognize and see that injustice. We also recognize that being Muslim is also a category of vulnerability in the country broadly, but also in the criminal justice system. And so we're also looking to sort of highlight sort of your religious racial identity can also make you vulnerable when it comes to criminal justice.
Is that one of the concerns that you have as well, is what could happen to people who are in jail who also happen to be Muslim, who might not be treated fairly, or is it more for their safety behind bars?
I think the idea is that we know, for example, some of the people that we've talked to who work in Cook County Jail talk about, you know, people who are Muslim who are unable to sort of practice right in the jail. It's Ramadan right now. And if anyone knows, Ramadan is a month you fast. In Chicago, you kind of begin your fast around 3:45 a.m. and you end it around 8:20. But if you're in Cook County Jail and breakfast is at 7 and dinner is at 7, then if you're going to fast, you're not going to eat, basically. Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to help explain how the program works step by step. Can you do that for us?
Yes. Yeah, so it's a couple of phases. Right now, we're sort of in the fundraising phase of that. We have a Launch Good campaign where we've been raising money. We have a partnership with Chicago Community Bond Fund. So what happens is, you know, we have a number, 1-800-AND-BOND, that people call, family members of people who have loved ones in the jail, and they mention Believer's Bailout. Then there's an intake process where someone from CCBF and one of our volunteers will talk to the person to see if their family member meets the criteria that we have. And if they meet the criteria, then we transfer money to CCBF. They bail the person out. And once the person is released, we connect them and try to connect them to community resources that they may need to both ensure that they are able to return to their court date and resolve their case, but also people who are unable to pay money bail, you know, have other sorts of needs as well. And those are economic, social, but also spiritual. And so part of what our post-bond support team is sort of developing is ways to sort of give that kind of support as well to people who are released on bond.
Why did this idea resonate with you on a personal level?
You know, for me, it resonated personally for a couple of reasons. One was spiritually. You know, there's a kind of spiritual imperative for Muslims. It's in the Quran to stand up for justice, even if against your own self. And that really resonated with me. I mean, I think mass incarceration is clearly one of these gross injustices in this country. It extends right from the history of slavery. And as a Black person, right, the descendant of enslaved Africans, that also really resonated with me in this idea of reinvigorating our history, you know, because you have a history in which enslaved free Africans would try to, free their family members and loved ones while slavery was happening. Likewise, you have that tradition, Muslim tradition, where companions of the Prophet Muhammad would pay to free other sort of Muslims who were in bondage. And then also, you know, the Black Muslim community as well has a history of working in prisons, trying to reform prisons, prisoners' rights, and also wanting to have an impact, right, in people's lives in a really sort of immediate way, which I think is one of the things that's kind of powerful about this, as well as kind of not letting the system necessarily operate sort of without interruption.
Suad Abdul-Khabir is a senior editor at Sapelo Square and lead organizer of Believer's Bailout. Suad, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.